I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
And a swing and a bomb. That will end the drought. Way up into the second deck, Kyle Schwarber puts the Phillies on the board with his 46th of the season. Solo shot, and the Phillies get one back. It's 3-1. And he swings and crushes one to right. Down the line, and this ball is fair, and it is gone. And it's another homer for Kyle Schwarber. His second of the night, two-run home run, the fifth of the game for the Phillies, who now lead 10-3. Swung on, hit in the air, left field. Profar turning, going back, looking up, and it is gone! It's a three-homer game for Kyle Schwarber. Kyle Schwarber hits one out the other way. It's a three-run homer. It's a six RBI night for the Phillies slugger. Swung on, hit deep right field, and there's history for Schwarber. It's his fourth home run of the night as Kyle Schwarber becomes the first Philly since Michael Jack Schmidt to hit four homers in a game. It's a three-run home run that gives him nine runs batted in tonight. The 21st player in modern Major League history to hit four homers in a game.
Well, there it was last night. Scott Fransky, we just spoke to moments ago on the call. Kyle Schwarber, four home runs against the Braves. Now up to 49 on the year, and now only trails the big dumper, Cal Raleigh, by one home run for the Major League lead. So Kyle Schwarber might end up taking the home run crown
after
all.
That was a pretty good night for him.
I should say so.
Yeah, not bad, huh?
Yeah, I didn't mean it. See, that's what y'all do. I didn't mean to downplay.
Well, you undersold it.
I wasn't trying to understand it. It was a hell of a night.
Do you know that four home run games have happened fewer times than perfect games in baseball?
No, I was told that last night. Yeah.
Okay. 25 perfect games, 21 four-homer games.
Oh, Snippy Kyle today. It's Friday.
Kyle is snippy today.
He's had it up people.
He doesn't like being attacked for his boo take.
Oh, I think there's nothing to attack. Dude,
like
you're all welcome.
Like
the manager of the Phillies attacked you.
Well, he smiled.
He knows
it motivated the team. Secretly, he's thanking me.
Well, I heard the audio. I didn't see his face, but he sounded mad.
If he was on a lie detector,
he would have said, thank you, Kyle.
You know what? I'll text our guy, Uram, and ask Uram, who was present at the press conference, whether he thinks Topper was joking.
I saw the video. He had a smirk on his face.
But it's different when you're in person. Like, you can get more of a feel.
Nah.
Uram would probably have more of a feel for what happened.
Uram?
There. Yeah.
Come on.
Do you think he responds well to personalities?
Yeah,
I think he might be able to.
No, he does read the room well.
He's a perceptive individual.
He asks some really, really good questions.
He absolutely does.
Yeah, he's a bulldog.
Sometimes he overdresses. One time he was out there at the camp, man.
The one long sleeve.
It was hot than a mofo.
The one day at camp the one day I was able to stay and watch practice after we did the morning show. I did the morning show with Broads and Ashland.
Yeah.
I stayed that day, and that's the day, and it was cold and rainy, and that's the day Urim decides he's going to wear shorts.
No, let me tell you, makes no sense. You got to wonder whether his body regulates temperature the way that everybody else's bodies do.
Well, he might not be human.
Yeah, because he...
Are you worried about him?
We're out there sweating. No, because we're out there sweating, and I'm like, and I handed him some water. And I'm like, dog, you all right? Because it's hot. And
you're a bigger guy. You sweat.
Yeah, but he had on like a hoodie or something, right? Yeah. And it was like 95 degrees. And I was like, dog, you all right?
Yeah, so I gave him some water.
Well, Dave could very well be a robot.
Yeah,
like,
and I gave him water, and he was like, thank you, Hugh. And he was not sweating. He wasn't sweating, dog.
If you ask me of all the people I've met in my life, who's most likely to be a robot, I would say it's probably Dave Urim. Like, he would probably be at the top of the list. But Kyle Schwarber hits four home runs last night. And the main thing we've been asking today, did we overreact to the Mets series? I think we did. I think when you look at what the Phillies did last night, sure, it's just one game. But like Scott said in the last segment, There's nothing the Phillies can do about the Mets series. It happened. Mm-hmm. You got to move on. All you can do is play against the teams you have on your schedule. And I was impressed by the way the Phillies bounced back last night, especially after the way that game started. Because, hey, you go down 3-0 early, that could have gone a whole different way.
Yeah, it could have.
Like, if you don't get that thing going in the bottom of the first inning where JT gets a homer after Schwarber's, Kepler goes deep, that could have gone differently. I think we've overreacted. And you look at the Mets, the Phillies are fine in the division. Joe was right to proclaim the division over. The division is over.
You took it too far.
It is over. They're going to win the East.
You took it way too far.
I'll double down.
I mean, you just went way too far. I mean, I think it's not over. It's still in play. But I think the Phillies win, but you just took it way too far.
Nah. That, Joe is right. Joe T has been taking a lot of heat for that take.
Yeah.
He's right about it.
Like, the Phillies are, I know it sounds weird to say, or it's coping.
Copium.
If you take away all the matchups against the Mets this season, we are up. Hugh, what?
Hey, if you take away those three assholes we just took in every other game, we're in a really good spot.
We are 10 games better than the Mets without playing the Mets head to head. Like, it's just something about the Phillies and Mets. But, like, I still need time to settle down off the series. I guess I'll put it this way, TK. The Phillies go win 10 games in a row, and then all of a sudden they lose one. Are we sitting there saying, you know, the 10 games was, like, we're over that 10-game win streak?
No, but it wasn't 10 games, Kyle. Yeah, it was three games.
But it was three. Very pathetic.
And it was against the Mets.
Come on.
And well, I would say the Monday night and the Wednesday night games fall under the pathetic category. I don't think the Tuesday night game was pathetic. Like, that was a good, entertaining game. Bader at the home run, they fought back, and Duran got lit up a little bit.
The wheels fell off the wagon.
Hey, I still think they're in good shape. Did we overreact to the Mets series? Question we're asking today. 215-592-9494. That is also our Twitter question of the day. Twitter question sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you, learn about, and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com. Did we overreact to the Mets series? 70% of the audience, they agree with you guys. They say no right now.
Good.
But people. And I just got, real quickly, before we get back to the phones, I just got to rip Chuck and Mount Airy this morning.
What'd you do?
Because,
Oh my God.
I'm driving in. No, when I hear Chuck, oh, four home runs, who cares? It doesn't matter. Who cares until you get to the playoffs? I get it. We all want them to win the World Series. We know it's about the playoffs, but you can't say that nothing in seasons you don't win a championship matters. Like, no team won a championship until I was 21 years old. Does that mean all the games that I watched when I was a kid are meaningless?
Yes. Yep.
No. All the games you played it with the Eagles are meaningless?
Yes.
Of course, I mean, have you
heard this guy now? He's talking about defense being a luxury.
He was a pivotal part of my childhood.
We didn't win it all. But you know what, though? I think you got to give Chuck a pass because he feels...
No, Chuck's a dope.
If it was Bryce Harper, he probably would have felt different about it because, you know, Bryce is his guy.
No, Chuck's turned on Bryce. Chuck's turned on everybody. He's not getting the attention he wants anymore.
That doesn't sound like Chuck
at all. So he's a hater.
I don't think he turned on Bryce. That don't sound right.
I mean... So
you agree with that, Kyle?
No, four home runs doesn't matter. No, it was awesome to watch last night. But I said this yesterday. Where the hell was that during the Mets series?
Yeah,
he had a bad series.
I know he did. But, like, come on, man.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
The guy is 49
homers. I don't want to sound like Douglas over here and downplay the Kyle Schwarber four home run game.
Scott, Kyle star
or four home runs is high.
You starting the interview with the Mets series?
Well, I had to ask questions. I was a drunk uncle at the barbecue, but I had a question. I had to get out there, and I knew that the rest of the interview was going to be all cheery. So I was like, just go ahead, throw that grenade, it shows you're passionate.
It shows you care.
There was no bigger lock than the Phillies dropping like a 20-piece on the Braves after that Mets series. Honestly.
I don't know, man. I was feeling pretty pretty antsy during that first inning last night.
I don't think nobody felt like it was going to go the way it went, though.
Well, I mean, Mr. Cal Quantrill over here.
Yeah. Yeah, he thought that's the problem with you. He was disappointed his guy didn't pitch a perfect game last night.
That make me not want to say that when he's acting like that.
215-592-9494 if you want to get in. In a few minutes here, we do need to get to a concerning issue with the Phillies, and a dream that I think we've all been holding out a little hope for this year might finally be dead. That's coming up in a few minutes. First, let's go back to the phones. Chris in Concord Township. What's up, Chris?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. First time, long time.
What's going on, man?
New York pissed me off in so many ways, but I'm over it. Reasons it pissed me off was the balk that we keep talking about. The guy's spike got caught. Thankfully, he wasn't hurt.
You're talking about Sanchez, right?
Yeah, the balk didn't bother me so much. What really pissed me off was the timeout. That ump should be fired, suspended, or at least fined. Because here we are, the playoffs looking us in the face. That could have caused a serious injury to our guy.
Yeah, that's...
And he was in his crouch for 2 to 3 seconds per LA yesterday. Ridiculous.
Yeah, that ump, Willie Trainer, I think his name was, on Tuesday night... He was brutal. And I'll say this, like, I do think Lizardo needs to keep his cool better. Like, we've seen Lizardo kind of unravel in those spots too many times. But that ump was awful on Tuesday night.
Agreed. Lastly, Harper. I love the guy, but I found it disgusting what he did. And, they're all professional athletes. So he almost deserved to get his butt kicked.
What, the rivalry pack?
Yeah, it's just stupid. It's petty stuff.
I hear moving you. What are you bringing to a barbecue, Chris?
Yeah, well, moving on to last night, real quick.
Sure.
Awesome game. Schwarber's the best. Love him. But Noah, beating Hamill's record, outstanding work.
Yep.
Bader, almost going for the cycle, outstanding work. What am I bringing to the barbecue? TK, before I do that, I've been wanting to call for months since Mr. Douglas moved to Claymont, New Jersey, or Claymont, Delaware, and has such great passion for HBCU. You, on Ridge Avenue, where it meets Pennell Road, there's an HBCU store. It's next to Seafood Connection mm-hmm. and across the street from Soul Food Place, and it can't be more than 4 to 6 minutes from Claymont.
Is that right?
Yes. So I'm sure they'd love to see you.
Anything else before you tell us what you bring to the barbecue?
Yeah, can you tell us what you're going to bring?
Yeah. I'm going to bring a shredded pork. I'm going to finish it off in a spicy peach barbecue sauce. Mm. Serve it on Hawaiian buns with a thick slice of baby Swiss cheese topped with thinly sliced red onions and a red wine reduction balsamic glaze with crushed pepper. Top it off with a thick slice of kosher dill pickle.
Wow.
That is real specific.
In your mouth.
I like that one. Whoa.
Chris, send some over our way, man. That sounds good. Basically a pork slider is what he's saying?
Hey, it sounds like pulled pork sandwiches, which are really good.
Yeah, that sounds good.
One of my favorites. Yeah.
Sounds delicious.
I like that one.
I need to ask Kyle, and you might think I am going, am I going soft here? Because... The rivalry pack thing didn't bother me at all.
Oh, dude.
The rivalry pack, like, that didn't bother me at all. Who cares?
This is not my TK.
Who cares what kind of cleats he's wearing?
Are you joking?
No, not joking.
Dude.
Yeah, you're out of touch.
Didn't matter to me, man.
Dude, you're
out of touch.
Hold on.
How about, did he do it last night against the Braves? Because let me just, since we're here, I wasn't going to talk about it anymore. I just want to say that first. I wasn't going to mention it. But since we're here. Was he supposed to wear it? Because there was, if you look at on the page that he had, it looked like they were in sequence.
Well, I think he might have abandoned the rivalry pack.
I think it was the Mets, and then it was the Braves. It was everybody that you were going to play in the last couple games of the season,
right,
if I'm not mistaken. Let me go look at the picture.
I think
somebody told me, hey, dog, we might not want to do that.
Well, yeah.
I think he could never do that again.
But did it really bother
you?
Yes.
Are you joking?
I didn't even notice it. Until all the talk about it on Tuesday. I didn't even know.
You're losing your touch.
I mean, it just didn't bother me. Who cares? Hit the ball.
A lot of people care.
Yeah, I think he took that.
Apparently. 215-592-9494. But did want to mention, because, we talked about the pitching staff. And
Let's look at the sequence. It was like the Mets first, right?
Okay.
Yeah. And then it was Chop ATL. the three line, the Chop ATL. Then you have Miami Bryce.
Miami Bryce.
That's the name of it.
Okay.
And Capital Star. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what it was.
We'll have to keep a lookout for it. I'll keep a lookout tonight.
No, he probably ain't going to do it now. But it was supposed to be the Mets were first. And last night was supposed to be the Braves.
Well, I'll have to keep a lookout to see if he's wearing it. We'll see if he does.
No, but he can never do that again.
No, you're going to roll him out tonight. Bryce, if you're listening, roll him out tonight, man.
Stop.
Stand on business.
It will be funny. Just to troll Kyle.
Stand on business.
You didn't score 19 runs. You might as well.
Yeah.
You got to get this thing back. Bryce, get this thing back on track, man.
I just got done saving the season, and you want to ruin the vibe.
Bryce, if you're listening, don't let Kyle bully you. He's a little bully.
We got to keep you angry, Kyle. That's what's good. That's how you motivate the team.
Roll it out.
This is a circular process. They do something to annoy Kyle. Screams about it.
He got mad at Elmo the other day, right?
Well, he gets mad at everything.
He got mad at Elmo because he threw out the first pitch.
Yeah.
And he's wearing Mets stuff.
He got mad at
him. Well, anyway.
And he's from New York. Like, Elmo's from New York.
You think I'm losing my touch? I'll tell you one place I'm not losing my touch.
What's that?
And that's with Aaron Nola. I mean, last night, and I know he ends up going six innings, gives up the four runs, whatever. Aaron Nola did not look good last night. I mean, gives up three runs in the first. I don't feel good about starting him in a playoff game. And here's where I am with Nola. I want him to have to earn a playoff start. Like, I don't think it should be given to him.
That.
Because he's Aaron Nola. Like, it
that.
Should not just be handed to him because of his stature in the organization. I mean, you have Sanchez, Suarez. I think they're a clear one, too. I'd feel better about Lizardo right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still at a point where I'd feel better about Taiwan than Nola in a playoff game
I'm
right now.
Nola there,
he did not. He has not pitched well in two of those outings. I didn't think he looked good last night. He had the benefit of a big lead. That kind of changed things. But his command, he was all over the place in the first inning. And one thing that's really kind of disappointing here is I think we all kind of had the hope that at some point Andrew Painter would come up and help this team. I don't think it's happening, guys. I mean, last night at AAA, Painter six innings, gives up six runs on nine hits. He struck out seven, but it doesn't really matter if you're giving up six runs.
Yeah, I think, especially when you talk about what the Mets pitchers, the young pitchers that they had the other night were able to do. So, yeah, you look at that, and it's a little bit disheartening. But I think they did it to protect him because early on during the course of the season, that was all the talk. Painter coming up, and was he going to be a part of this bullpen or this starting rotation? Was he going to give a contribution? That has not been the case. So I think they were basically protecting him from himself because it seemed like it got worse as the season went on.
Yeah.
It got a lot worse.
And the results just haven't been there. And Kyle, I'll ask you, with Painter and the situation, are you at the point where you just don't think this happened? I don't think he's going to come up and help this team this year.
I gave up on Painter a little while ago.
It sounds very dejected.
It's just the way
it
you
sucks.
Said it.
Well, like first of all, we saw that kid come in for the Mets in the last game of the series. That's what we were supposed to have with Andrew Painter. Like, that dude came in and immediately, let's be honest, he probably just became the ace of the Mets staff.
McClain.
And not that Painter should come in and be the ace of our staff. But we have a much better pitching staff than that. But, like, he was at least supposed to come in and be a contributor in the playoffs. And I think a lot of that, or at least the thinking of that, is what prevented the Phillies from going out and making another move in the bullpen, the trade deadline, is the expectation that Andrew Painter was going to be here and help in October. And, I mean, it's a bummer that he's not.
I got to ask you this, too, Kyle, and I need your honest answer here. Do you feel good about Aaron starting a playoff game?
No.
I do not. Welcome to the club.
Yeah, y'all tripping.
Taiwan over Nola.
Taiwan.
Let's go. I feel better about him right now. No question about it. 215-592-9494. If you want to get in, what are you bringing to a Labor Day barbecue? Our favorite answer wins these tickets to see Delaware State, Norfolk State at Lincoln Financial Field Thursday, October 30th. DeSean Jackson and Michael Vick return to the Link face-off in their first year as Division I coaches. Fans can get their tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. So best answer gets a pair of those tickets. Are you over the Mets series and all the Micah Parsons nonsense? All coming up, as well as your calls. Tom Kelly in for Joe Giglio alongside Hugh Douglas. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Eniade.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.